and now the game where people who could be doing something better with their time inexplicably choose to join us to play a game we call Not My Job. Scarlett Johansson has starred in movies ranging from Lost in Translation to The Avengers. Her new film, Lucy, comes out this summer. Scarlett Johansson, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
Very pleased to talk to you.
It's wonderful to talk to you. I'm so happy to be on the show, or at least over this strange sort of, I don't know, it's like her. I'm getting the flashbacks now.
Yeah, I know. it is a little weird. We're talking about being on the phone. Believe me, we're disappointed you're on the phone as well. actually, this is, I was you know. Oh, come on. Give me a break. I can't even see her, okay? Jeez.
We're just going to say this, Scarlett, right off it. All the boys here are practically incoherent, all right? So if they can't talk in any kind of reasonable way, Shelby and I will take over.
Right. Yeah, okay. You can take over. I'm just as incoherent.
I didn't know this, that you actually started out, is it true that you were a child performer? You were performing as a child?
Yes, I was that sort of makes me sound like some sort of...
It sounds like she
did vaudeville.
Kind
of traveling show or
yes.
Something like that. I started out making films when I was about 8 years old, and I worked continuously, very thankfully, ever since then. I was a kind of a jazz hands sort of singing, dancing kid, and then I, you know, went through puberty and, you know, kind of became introverted, and it worked for me. Actually, so I just stuck with that.
We talked to Brooke Shields once, who also obviously was very well known growing up, and she's told us that her mother had sent her to a high school over in New Jersey so she could have a semblance of normal life. Did you have that desire?
Is a high school in New Jersey a semblance of normal life? To be honest.
But did you ever, I mean, you were in films from a young age, did you ever say to yourself, oh, I wish I could, like, you know, walk down the street and not be recognized, or I wish I could go to a regular school on a regular basis as opposed to having tutors in a set, or whatever the differences might have been?
You know, I actually had a fairly normal childhood as far as schooling went and being able to go out with friends, and I grew up in New York City, and I attribute any semblance of groundedness to growing up here. I think it kept me fairly normal.
It is good to be famous in New York, because New Yorkers, like, don't care. New York, not only will they not bother you if you're famous, they'll come up and they say, I don't care that you're famous.
You know, I think New Yorkers probably pride themselves on going about their business, and I think you see somebody who's a celebrity, but the person that's, you know, hailing a taxi in their underpants is way more interesting, and you see that too in New York. You know, you kind of see everything.
Speaking of New York, I also recently watched The Avengers, and you've done three or four movies as the Black Widow.
Yes, I didn't know where you were going with that exactly. I thought you were going to say you saved New York.
I did. Time. You saved New York, which is a good thing to do. Speaking of the city being under attack, that's
yes,
a reminder.
So it's now my fourth time where suiting up.
You seem to be having an enormous amount of fun.
It is. It's a great job. I have an amazing cast of incredibly talented actors to make me look like I know what the hell I'm doing, and she's sort of a gray kind of a character. She doesn't have the same moral compass as the superhero in our minds, and
yeah, moral ambiguity. You get to kill people with your thighs, Scarlett. That's pretty cool. Have you actually learned any, like, actual combat skills? Could you, in fact, beat somebody up if there were a real-life situation?
Of course I could.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wanted to ask you, actually, because the comic movies are great, but I recently saw Her, the movie in which you appear only as a disembodied voice. And it is really amazing. And the movie, if for people who haven't seen it, and you should, is about a relationship between Joaquin Phoenix, who is a person, and Samantha, who is an operating system, who does not have a body, who is only a voice. Scarlett's voice. And I found out later that you actually did it all later, right?
Yeah, we actually, Spike had built this little kind of vocal prison booth thing. That was just a very contained area where I had just a stool and a stand, and, you know, that was it. I think it helped in some ways because, you know, when you're doing a vocal performance, there's a different challenge to it. You've taken away the other tool you have as an actor, which is, you know, your body and your face, and so you become hyper aware of the nuance of your vocal performance in a way that's really, it's really something.
Well, I want you to know that not only did I find the movie heartbreaking, ever since I've seen it, I've looked at my own phone with a real sense of disappointment.
Yeah. I think I remember seeing Scarlett, and I was proud of you at this time, because you're really a tough New Yorker. You were on the red carpet. I don't know whether it was the Academy Awards or...
Are you talking about when Isaac Mizrahi grabbed my breast mid-interview?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Slow down. Could you tell the story of what happened with Isaac Mizrahi, who's been a guest in the show, I should say. Go on.
You just want to hear me say, grab my breath.
I'm sorry. I did not hear you clearly enough. What are you suggesting?
No, I'll tell you, she almost slugged him.
Well, what happened, Scarlett?
Well, just that. I don't know how else to put it, really.
So you're standing on a red carpet.
You know, it was such an incredibly strange and out-of-body experience. I mean, the last thing that you ever expect when somebody's interviewing you is for them to grab your breast. But I guess maybe my dress invited that sort of thing. I don't know.
Did Isaac, who's a fashion designer, if you don't know, Isaac was a very flamboyant individual, did he explain why he was doing this, or did he just... It was like, honk, honk. I mean, what was he doing?
Yeah, I guess he just sort of had a kind of a... like Brumsky sort of a moment, and he retreated, and we went to commercial break. It was very strange.
What do you say to somebody? What do you say to him after that when you're in the commercial break?
I think I just said something like, "Oh, that was strange. I'll be seeing you later." No, I don't know.
Might be barking up the wrong tree there.
I humiliated him later on, actually. Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson, what a pleasure to talk to you. We've invited you here to play a game we're calling
Indestructible Captain Scarlet.
Oh.
You may be one of the most famous Scarlets in the world now, but back in the 60s, you may not have been able to hold a candle to Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons, a British science fiction TV show. We're going to ask you three questions about Captain Scarlet. Scarlet, get two right and win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their voicemail. Bill, who is Scarlett Johansson playing for?
Janelle Hutter of Ecuador.
Before we begin, have you ever come across Captain Scarlet?
No.
Oh,
no,
excellent.
Haven't.
That puts you in the perfect position to play this game. Here we go. Here's your first question. Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons was filmed using a fantastic new special effects technology. What was it called? A. Wow-O-Vision. B. Super Marionation. Or C. Six-Dimensional Touch Vision.
Oh, gosh. I'm like flop sweating. Is that one of the answers?
No, flop sweating.
I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B, Super Marionation?
Sure.
Yes, in fact, it was Super Marionation. This was a variation on the technology that they used to make the Thunderbirds, same guy, what? Used sophisticated marionettes that actually looked mostly like talking Ken dolls. All right, two more questions. The marionettes used in the show were quite an advance over previous TV puppets, much more lifelike and expressive, but there was one limitation to them. What? A, if the operators made the marionettes smile too much, their heads fell off. B, they could not walk at all. Or C, the hips on their bodies were so narrow, their pants would always fall off on camera.
Oh, gosh. I guess I'm going to go with maybe A.
You're going to go with A? If you made them smile too much, their heads would fall off?
Why are you saying it like that?
It might be a hint.
How am I saying it? I don't know what you mean.
They cannot walk at all?
They cannot walk at all? Is that your choice?
Oh, God. Somebody help me. All right, I'm going to go with they cannot walk at all. They couldn't walk at all.
You're right. That's what that is. The marionettes looked ridiculous while walking, so in the future world in which the show takes place, there are a lot of motorized office chairs. It's really quite funny. All right, let's see if you can go for a perfect here. Like James Bond, Captain Scarlet also has his trademarks. One of them is that he almost always did what at the end of each episode? A, describe his busy day fighting evil to his dog, Captain Billy. B, have his signature cocktail, the Scarlatini. Or C, he dies.
Hmm.
End of each episode.
This is an English show, so it could be C.
It could well be. That suits their mood, as you clearly know.
I'm going to go with A. He describes his busy day to his dog, Captain Billy.
I would have loved that as a child, when I loved this show. Well, Captain Billy. No, it actually was C. He dies.
No!
Pretty much at the end of every episode, he dies, but not a problem, because he had been made indestructible by the alien Mysterons.
Oh,
no biggie.
Title.
How anticlimactic.
No, really, it's so funny. It's like, you know, so this big evil thing, and he's fighting the big evil plot, and he foils the evil plot, and they kill him. Roll credits. And then the next episode is like, well, that was shocking, and now you're back.
Did you actually watch this as a kid?
I loved this show as a kid.
That sounds
really?
Like a great
yes.
show.
It's
never, that sounds, that explains a lot about you, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Bill, how did Scarlett Johansson do in our quiz?
Scarlett got 2 out of 3, which means she advances to the World Cup final.
There you are. Scarlett Johansson's new movie, Lucy, opens July 25th. If you can't wait that long, I don't blame you. Check her out in the movie Under the Skin. It's available on demand. Scarlett Johansson, what a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for being on the show. What a delight. Thank you.
Captain Scarlett, though the Mysterons plan to conquer the Earth, this indestructible man.